This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Coronavirus cases are impacting life from coast to coast in the United States. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
All bars and restaurants in at least 8 states are required to close at least part of the day. Santa Clara County in California has been the epicenter of cases of the coronavirus in the San Francisco Bay Area. Dr. Sarah Cody is the local health officer.
These new orders direct all individuals to shelter at their place of residence and maintain social distancing of at least 6 feet from any other person when outside their residence.
In Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine points out Tuesday is presidential primary election day.
It is clear that tomorrow's in-person voting does not conform and cannot conform with these CDC guidelines.
DeWine wants to push the Ohio primary back to June. I'm Ed Donahue.
45 young, healthy volunteers were scheduled Monday to begin taking an experimental coronavirus vaccine at a research facility in Seattle, Washington. It's one of the city's hardest hit by the virus so far in the United States. The vaccine's being developed by the National Institutes of Health and a private biotech company. Rebecca Cyril is one of the first to receive the experimental COVID-19 vaccine.
I really, really hope that it works and it's able to be used publicly and become widely available for everyone. You know, there's obviously a certain amount of nerves associated with it, you know, as any experimental trial is going to be. You know, I hope it works. I hope there is no crazy side effects.
Neil Browning says he's participating because of his kids.
You know, every parent wants their children to look up to them, and giving them something worthwhile, in my opinion, for them to look up to is important.
Public health officials say it'll take a year to 18 months for the vaccine to be developed. VOA News.